Good afternoon, good morning, good day, depending on where you're listening from. Welcome to Profit and Beauty. Now, this show was created for salon owners who have decided to start running their salons like a business rather than a hustle. The focus of the show is to help salon owners understand the numbers behind their business so that they can grow and make extraordinary profits. Without this knowledge, it's really hard, if not impossible, for your salon to reach its true potential. My name is Desiree Anderson, and I have 19 years experience as a hairstylist and salon owner. I currently work as a certified public accountant, working mainly with salon owners and hairstylists. My background as a former stylist and salon owner gives me a much better understanding of what our industry professionals need and desire. So if you are a hairstylist or salon owner interested in running your salon like a business, then this show is for you. On the other hand, if you are a hairstylist or salon owner not interested in running your salon like a business, this show may or may not be for you. I just hope you keep listening and maybe something you hear in one of the episodes will make you decide to turn your craft from a hustle into a business that you can scale and grow. So sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Profit and Beauty. Now, springtime is here and we are at the end of the first quarter of 2019. Now, it's amazing how time flies as we get older. I remember when I was a teenager living at home, I couldn't wait for time to fly by because the faster time went, the sooner I'd be an adult and I'd have the ability to do exactly what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. Well, I always say, be careful what you wish for, because time is moving a little faster than I would like right now. But we have no control over that, so we just have to keep moving and do what we have to do. So talking about time, it's about that time for two important tax milestones. One is our tax returns are due April 15th. And for those of us that work for ourselves, our estimated tax payments are due on April 15th as well. So actually, I'll be hosting a webinar on Monday, April 8th, showing you how you can calculate your estimated tax payments on your own. So if you're interested in attending the webinar, you can actually go to my podcast page at profitandbeauty.com, look for episode 20, and click on the link that says how to calculate your quarterly estimated taxes on your own. Okay, so let's talk about what today's podcast is about. Today, I'll be talking about three painful IRS penalties and how you can avoid them. These penalties are the underpayment penalty, the failure to pay penalties, and the failure to file penalty. So let's start with the underpayment penalty. Now, this particular penalty is related to not paying your quarterly estimated tax payments throughout the year. Now, not all states, as you know, have an income tax, but if yours does, you may also be required to make estimated tax payments to the state. Now, in general, the United States income tax system is a pay-as-you-go system, which means that you must pay income tax as you earn or as you receive your income during the year. Now, the IRS doesn't usually fall for the excuse that, oh, you didn't have enough money to pay your taxes, because in their eyes, we are all supposed to pay our taxes the minute we receive any income and not use that money or that portion of the money, which was supposed to be your tax payments, for something totally different. So if your excuse is, oh, I couldn't afford to pay it, they don't want to hear that, because the minute you get that money, you're supposed to pass out the amount for your quarterly taxes and make those payments. Now, you can make payments to the IRS either through something called withholdings or by making estimated tax payments. If you are a W-2 employee, meaning that you work for a salon or a company, your employer withholds the necessary taxes from your paycheck and sends it to the IRS and to the state on your behalf. So therefore, as an employee, you don't have to worry about paying estimated taxes. Unless you have a business on the side, then you will have to think about paying quarterly estimated taxes. But when you calculate how much you have to pay, you also have to take into consideration your W-2 income as you're calculating what your quarterly estimated taxes will be. But if you are self-employed and that's all you do, you have no W-2 income, you are required to send the government your estimated tax payments yourself. So as self-employed people, we don't have anyone withholding taxes from our money and sending it in for us. So therefore, we are required to do that on our own. Now, if you don't pay enough tax throughout the year, either through withholding or by making estimated tax payments, you may have to pay a penalty for underpayment of estimated taxes. So generally speaking, most people will avoid this penalty if they either owe less than $1,000 at the end of the year or if they paid at least 90% of the tax for the current year or 100% of the tax shown on their prior year tax return, whichever is smaller. Now, let me try to make that make sense. So basically what that is saying is if you owed less than $1,000 in that particular year, then you are not required to make estimated tax payments. And therefore, you will not be charged an underpayment tax penalty. Now, on the other hand, if you have paid your estimated taxes throughout the year, okay, and at the end of the year, after making those quarterly estimated tax payments, you now owe less than $1,000, then you are not going to be required to, or rather, you are not going to be charged the penalty for underpaying your taxes. And then secondly, if you decided that you are going to make your quarterly estimated tax payments based on what your tax bill was in the prior year, so if you pay up to 100% of whatever your tax bill was in the prior year as your current year estimated tax payments, then no matter what your taxes are in the current year, even if you owe more than $1,000 after making those payments, you will not be charged a penalty for underpaying your taxes. Now, I hope this makes sense, but during the webinar, I'm going to try to explain this a lot more clearer where you can visually see the numbers, because sometimes it's easier to understand when you can visually see the numbers rather than me just telling you and you just listening without being able to refer back to actual numbers on the screen. So generally speaking, you should make your estimated taxes in four equal amounts during the year. However, as stylists and salon owners and any business owner in general, our income tends to fluctuate throughout the week and throughout the month. So if we want to make payments that are closer to what we will actually owe, then we will need to recalculate our tax payments each quarter. So if you recalculate your tax payments each quarter, the likeliness of you owing more than $1,000 after you've made your quarterly estimated tax payments is low, and therefore you likely will not be charged an underpayment tax penalty. So what's the moral to the story? The moral to the story is you will be charged an underpayment penalty if, one, you do not pay any estimated tax payments during the year, or two, you made your quarterly payments, but you did not pay enough. Okay? All right, so the next two penalties go hand in hand. Now, they are the failure to file penalty and the failure to pay penalty. The penalties for failure to file are much more severe than the penalties for failure to pay. Now, this is likely because if you don't file a tax return, the IRS may look at it as an attempt to evade taxes. Now, whether or not this is true, sometimes people just don't file because they think that they're going to owe money and therefore they don't file their taxes. But the IRS prefers that you owe money than you not filing, because not filing looks as if you are trying to go under the radar and you're trying to avoid them, which in some cases people are, but not that you're necessarily trying to evade taxes. You're just afraid, or you just didn't file. But the way the IRS looks at it, they look at it as, well, you may be trying to evade taxes. So therefore they tend to penalize people who do not file their taxes a lot heavier than they will penalize you if you just didn't pay. So if you filed it and just didn't pay the tax, the penalty is a lot less than not filing at all. So for not filing your return on time, the IRS will assess a 5% penalty of your total unpaid tax bill each month. That being said, the failure to file penalty maxes out at 25%. So this means that you won't be charged more than 25% of your total unpaid tax bill. But remember, even though you're not going to be charged more than 25% of your total unpaid tax bill, interest is steady accruing on your unpaid bill. And as we all know, interest knows no bounds. It will just keep compounding month after month after month after month until it literally takes you down. So if your tax bill, say, was $5,000, the most you will pay in failure to file penalties is $1,250, which is 25% of the $5,000 that you owed. Now, for not paying what you owe in taxes, the IRS will add an additional penalty of 0.5% each month to your overall tax debt. So if you did not file your tax return on time and you did not pay your taxes owed through estimated taxes during the year, you are going to be subject to both the failure to file and the failure to pay penalties for a grand total of 5.5% penalty per month. However, the IRS will usually have mercy on you and only assess a monthly penalty of 5% instead of the 5.5% if you are hit with both penalties. Now, remember earlier I said that the failure to file penalty will max out at 25% of your unpaid taxes. Well, that's true. However, the failure to pay penalty will continue to accrue at 0.5% a month up to another 25% of what you owe until the tax is paid. So in total, you're looking at potential penalties of more than 50%, which will severely increase what you already owe the IRS. So this is why it is important to file an extension if you know you will not be able to file your return by the deadline. Filing an extension will prevent you from being assessed the failure to file penalty, which is the worst penalty of the two. The 5% failure to pay penalty will start to accrue the first day past the filing deadline, which this year happens to be April 15th. Now, the 5% is assessed until you file your return or up to 5 months after the due date of your return, whichever comes first. So what this means is you're going to be assessed the 5% for failure to file. But as I mentioned earlier, that 5% maxes out at 25%. So that means that 5% times 5 months equals 25%. So that's the reason why you're going to be charged the 5% or for up to 5 months after the due date of your return, because that 5 months equals to the 25% maximum that IRS normally charges for this particular penalty. Also, paying your estimated taxes each quarter will prevent you from being assessed the 0.5% failure to pay penalties. So what's the moral of this part of the story? Number one, file an extension if you are not ready to file your tax return by the deadline, which is usually April 15th, unless the 15th falls on a weekend, and then the due date is the first business day after the weekend. Number two, pay your quarterly estimated tax payments through the year so that you are not hit with a failure to pay penalty of 0.5%. Well, That's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening to the show. And don't forget to go to profitandbeauty.com, look for episode 20, and click on the link that says how to calculate your quarterly estimated taxes on your own if you would like to attend my webinar on Monday, April 8th. Thanks a lot and have a great day, everyone.